love doing these oldies. I've been excited about it for weeks, but I never knew it would be this much fun. The Supremes from November of 65, I Hear a Symphony. And before that, Billy J. Kramer and the Dakotas and Bad to Me. Unless I'm mistaken, they were involved with the Beatles. Is that right? I'll have to check my rock and roll facts on that. 1:34 is our time. Sunny and 57 degrees in Louisville. We've got a real classic for you from Gary Lewis and the Playboys next.
Now there's a brand good enough to wear Kroger's Cost Cutter scissors. Introducing the Cost Cutter brand, a complete line of quality products priced as lower than generics, and from 10 to 40% less than other brands at Kroger, where equivalent brands are available. Plus, Kroger guarantees the consistent quality of all Cost Cutter brand items. So go Krogering for the best of everything, including the price.
Get a 1-pound box of Cost Cutter saltines, just 49 cents every day at Kroger.
We needed a particularly riveting way to draw your attention to the fact that there's still time to enter our Mondo Condo contest. Okay, now bring on the beach noise. No, beach noise. That's better. We're giving away 2 weeks free use of a condominium near the white sandy beaches of the Gulf of Mexico in Panama City Beach, Florida. This fully furnished condo includes a completely equipped kitchen and use of a 20 by 40 foot pool. Entrance must be over 21 and able to use the facilities May 1st through 15th, 1982. Transportation not included. To enter, send a postcard with your name, address, and phone number to Mondo Condo, WAKY Radio, 558 4th Avenue, Louisville, Kentucky, 40202. Entries must be postmarked by Monday, March 8th. The drawing will be held March 12th. Mondo Condo is another above-average idea from Wacky.
I saw the thing coming out of the sky. It had a one long horn and one big eye. Like a Mr. Shaking in the city. It looks like a purple people eater to me. The thing coming out of the sky. It had a one long horn and one big eye. Like a Mr. Shaking in the city. It looks like a purple people eater to me. The thing coming out of the sky. It had a one long horn and one big eye. Like a Mr. Shaking in the city. It looks like a purple people eater to me. The thing coming out of the sky. It had a one long horn and one big eye. Like a Mr. Shaking in the city. It looks like a purple people eater to me.
That's us. 1:51 is our time. Good afternoon. I'm Liz Curtis. A whole bunch of oldies there in a row for you. Hope you enjoyed that. Buffalo Springfield, For What It's Worth, from March of 1967. The Diamonds played that one for Big G today. And Little Darlin', April of 57 was the year that was so big. Come On, Marianne, by the Four Seasons, from July of 67. 67, 57, 67. Here's 65. How does that sound? Mr. Tambourine Man from the Byrds. And we started out that set with the classics for, got away from me, I'm not sure. 1:52 is our time. And we will take a look at our AccuWeather forecast. It's a goodie. Next.
It's all so good. Rainbow bread, my friend.
I'm so good.
Mmm, friend. patty cake, oh so good.
It's not much further.
You keep saying that.
Trust me.
Trust you. We barely make it through the desert on an anemic camel, and you say it's not much further. We spend a week on the ocean in that banana boat with a La Cucaracha band. You say it's not much further. And what about this mountain? We've been climbing it for days, and you're still saying it's not much further. Give me one good reason why I should trust you.
Cactus Theater.
Okay, that's one. Give me another.
Cactus Theater's 6th annual Humana Festival of New American Plays.
I accept that.
You know the whole world has its eye on this festival.
Yeah.
And you and I are going to be there in the glorious swirling middle of it.
Oh, that's very inspirational.
Good. Now, could we stop hanging around? The festival only plays now through April 4th, and some performances are already sold out. I want to see all 9 plays. Besides, it's not much further.
I'm coming!
Tickets for Actors Theater of Louisville's 6th annual Humana Festival of New American Plays are on sale now. Call today, 584-1205, and charge it.
Charge. 154 is our time, and our AccuWeather forecast from meteorologist Evan Myers. Sunny and warm today. What a stunner this is. A high of 60. Tonight's low 34 degrees. Tomorrow, for our second day of oldies, variable cloudiness, a high again near 60. Wednesday, chance of showers, considerable cloudiness, again a high of about 50 degrees. Not so bad. A little rain there. Currently in Louisville, absolutely gorgeous. We have sunny skies, we have 57 degrees, and we have the Lemon Pipers on WAKY.
I saw the thing coming out of the sky. It had a one long horn and one big eye. Like a Mr. Shaking in the city. It looks like a purple people eater to me. The thing coming out of the sky. It had a one long horn and one big eye. Like a Mr. Shaking in the city. It looks like a purple people eater to me. Well, bless my soul, rock and roll, flying purple people eater. Pigeon toed undercoat, flying purple people eater.
The music you've grown up with, on the station you've grown up with. WAKY, Louisville. I'm George Gillis, WAKY News. Do-it-yourself pain-killing, the subject of a University of Kentucky report today. Researchers say after surgery, patients who are allowed to control the amount of morphine they're given for pain recover more quickly. The report says those patients use a lot less of the drug than they would receive under traditional treatment. The researchers say there is very little risk of morphine addiction using this new technique. Substantial drug bust today. We get more on it from County Police Spokesman Bob Yates.
The Jefferson County Police Department Drug Enforcement Administration and the Kentucky State Police, as well as the Nashville, Tennessee Police Department Metro Narcotics Squad, served 2 search warrants today and confiscated $250,000 in cash, 400 pounds of marijuana, and $2.5 million in cocaine, along with numerous quaaludes. That was following a 3-month-long investigation. The 2 search warrants were served at 9110 Lynn Station Road and 9805 Thelma. According to Sergeant Larry Dotson with the County Police Department's Narcotics Squad, the cocaine was estimated to be between 80 and 90% pure.
Names of those arrested not released yet because the investigation continues. Kentuckian is among 2 men charged in Louisiana with smashing the office of an oil field company with sledgehammers, cutting a pipeline to a gasoline storage tank, and setting fire to a warehouse. The sheriff of St. Martin Parish, Charles Fusilier, says 20-year-old Richard Johnson of Paducah is among those being held on charges of arson, burglary, and damage to property. AccuWeather meteorologist Evan Myers calling for a beautiful day. We'll get his forecast right after ABC News on the hour. It's 2 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Don Fisher. The government today opened public hearings into the crash of an Air Florida jet in Washington, January the 13th.